Buckle up, Australia.
Buckle up.
Now, right across the country, broadcasting to every corner of this big brown land on the Triple M Network. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Planes.
They're watching you. They see your every move.
Please. This is the game that you created in the car park.
Games can come to you anywhere, at any time.
Yeah, they can.
And don't fight them.
No.
And I saw a private plate and I thought it might be fun to try and get everyone to work out what private plates mean as we read them out on air.
Yeah.
And here we are. I mean, it's a hit. If I had a champagne now, I'd ding it with yours and have a sip.
Yeah.
It's become a revelation. It's a good game.
It's a revelation.
It's a juggernaut.
Yeah, good play along too.
It's like the rapture.
Maddie's going to run us through the questions. He is quiz master for this one.
And everybody loves this game.
Everybody plays.
Everyone plays. Yeah,
everybody
we all
plays
do.
In
I've got a score as
yes.
well.
And at home as well. MattTheFlapper@gmail.com. All of them today have been sent in.
Oh, that's
have
great.
Nice. Excellent.
Including our first one, which is from Brett, who is a police officer in New South Wales.
Oh,
he sent
it
from his police email address.
Very official.
Gee, Willie.
I have to sneeze. Hang
I'm
on,
not
I'm
sure
not
whether
ready.
I should. Look, said that. Loz has got a sneeze.
He has access to the database, I imagine.
No, these are just ones he has seen.
He has seen.
Out and about on the beat.
Not criminals.
They may be. I don't know. I didn't ask. Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
Well, never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
It's good advice for life.
Trevor Marmalade told me that.
Why would you ask?
Then you find the answer.
That's why you ask questions.
No, but if you're in an interview situation and you ask someone a question you really don't know the answer to.
Oh, like a personal.
Don't be surprised when the answer comes out.
Let's get underway.
Yes.
Question number one.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
All right. Here we go. Just decipher the personalised number plates.
Mm-hmm.
First one. M5T8IG.
Mr.
Sorry. Sorry again.
M5.
Mystic.
No. M5T8IG.
Oh. Mr. Big.
Well done.
Oh, well done, William.
Jeez, that's obscure. That doesn't really read like Mr. Big.
MST.
Yeah.
Mr.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, number two. EZONDI.
Can you say it one more time? Sorry.
EZONDI.
Oh, God.
One more time, sorry.
Dane in Langwarren. EZONDI.
O-M or N?
N.
N for Nelly.
Yeah. I got nothing on that
Neither.
One.
Neither.
Easy on the eye.
Yes!
Oh!
Oh, well done, Marty.
Wait.
We're on.
I needed a bit of help.
Easy.
Easy on
the
D-I.
Okay.
D-I.
On D-I.
These are getting hard.
Really hard.
Really hard.
All right, next one.
Third one. HYL1F3.
I'm going to need you to slow down.
High life.
Well done. Will does not need me to slow down.
All right.
He has a photographic
in the time it takes you to ask Matthew to slow down,
Will's got it.
He sees it in his head and it stays there, whereas he says it's gone from my brain.
You've just been trying to concentrate on your sneeze. That's why you're distracted.
It's because I've been gassed with all the
Glen
20.
All right.
It's better than having
COVID.
Or a cold or anything.
Germs in your mouth from the rub.
Okay.
Next one.
Score check. Will's on two. Marty on one. Will gets the next one. He wins.
Okay.
All right.
Fourth one. 5-1-N-1-5-T-R.
I have no idea what you just said.
Sinister.
Yes!
Will wins.
Wow. Of course he does.
How boring.
The Marty Sheargold Show.
Have you got the Savage Garden song there, Troy?
Yeah, the Truly Madly Deeply.
Remind me how it sounds.
We need it from the start.
I want to stand with you on the mountain.
Yep.
We need it from the very start, though, for this song.
Do we?
Yep.
See.
I'll bring you Greek, I'll bring you French, I'll bring
you... Oh, right, okay. So Darren Hayes has revealed that he turned down big bucks to re-record a Savage Garden song for a TV commercial.
Yeah.
Darren shared the lyrics that an advertising company wanted him to sing over his 1997 hit, Truly Madly Deeply.
This one. Mega hit.
And the verse, the verse goes, I'll bring you Greek, I'll bring you French, I'll bring you Japanese, I'll bring you Thai, steak from the pub, bring all the food that you need.
No, 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 that you need. Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys help me if you need to.
I'm getting the vibe this is a food delivery company too.
Close to your door.
No. Oh, yeah.
With every step.
Yep.
I'm outside holding your food. I've lost the tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here it is again.
That's the chorus. No. Yeah.
That's not going to help you.
It will be warm. I will be tasty because I'm counting on a
real good rating.
Oh, I see. That's the reason I'm bringing you deep fried chicken. They see how am I going?
There we go.
He says actually thumbs up song for us here, I think. So, oh, he, this is the start of it. Is this going to help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try it now.
I've already done this bit, haven't I?
Too bad. Too bad.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Go now. I'll bring you Greek, I'll bring you French, I'll bring you Japanese. Good one.
Keep going, Marty.
Steak
bring
from the pub,
all the food
you
that
need. Close to your door with every step. I'm outside holding your food. Warm, it will be tasty because I'm getting a good rating.
On a real good rating.
Oh, it does that. Your deep fried chicken,
yeah.
Chorus, here it is. I want to stand with you on a food mountain.
Oh, God.
I want to float with you in some cheese.
Oh, that's your idea of heaven.
I want. Oh, insert brand name. Forever, because he doesn't tell us who it was. Until more fries rain down on me.
Oh, God. We got there.
Excellent. Nice. No trouble for me. I should have done it for him.
What you doing, mate?
Get out of town!
I did not know that.
It is time to learn some fun facts, things that we didn't know.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
No.
How's this for a get out of town? I did not know that. Queen and David Bowie wrote the rock classic Under Pressure while drunk in Switzerland, but they accidentally forgot the song's iconic riff. During the latest episode of Queen the Greatest, the band's three surviving members and producer, Reinhold Mack, sat down to reveal how they created Under Pressure. Well, I think the process, says the drummer Roger Taylor, was we were all drunk and in the studio and we were just for fun playing all sorts of old songs. I remember a couple of old Cream songs and whatever came into our heads, and I think David said, look, hang on a minute, why don't we write one of our own?
Right.
I remember talking about this recently, that David Bowie suggested that. Brian May said that the bassist John Deacon came up with the famous riff for Under Pressure.
Deakey, of course, came up with this riff. Ding, 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 ding.
Bum, 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 da, la, da.
Ding, 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 ding.
He kept playing that over and over and over again.
And then we went for a pizza and he forgot it. It completely escaped his mind. We got back and I remembered it.
Oh, that's it.
They just forgot about
pizza. I could have listened to that chat for hours.
Yeah,
I love
too.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Queen and Bowie continued to fine-tune the song with Taylor, once again, obviously, Roger Taylor, the drummer, noting it was Bowie's idea to include the clicks and claps into the tune.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
That's a good one.
How's this for a fun fact? Yeah. Jack Black's mother saved Apollo 13.
What?
Mm. Jack, I did not know that.
I did not know that. Jack Black, of course, famously from School of Rock, Gulliver's Travels, Kung Fu Panda.
Nacho Libre.
A very funny movie.
Tenacious D.
Oh, Tenacious D.
In 1969, Jack Black's mother, Judith Love Cohen, an aerospace engineer, went to work while she was in labour with Jack. Judith was determined to finish the problem she was working on. When it was time to go to the hospital, she took with her a computer printout of the problem she was working on. Later that day, she called her boss and told him that she'd solved the problem and that the baby, Jack Black, was also born.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Throughout her career, Judith worked across various aero engineering projects, including the abort guidance system, which helped save the lives of the astronauts that were aboard the Apollo 13 when the spacecraft suffered a disastrous mid-mission systems failure.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I did not know that.
You got a fun fact for us, John?
Yeah, guys, it's quite an embarrassment.
Yeah.
and I was almost a day old when I found this one out. But I figured out the other day why they're called T-shirts.
Why is that, John?
Because they're in the shape of a T.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
John loves it.
Yeah, well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Or you could call them cross shirts.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
crucifixion shirts.
I'd actually never thought about it.
I'd prefer it if it was made of hessian. So I can hate myself.
Or linen.
Every time I pull it on. Wear my little inner thigh spikes at the same time.
Jay, you got a fun fact for us?
I do, team. Hey, did you guys know that Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth is actually a qualified truck mechanic?
I did not know that.
I did know that.
I did not know that.
I know.
Yeah, I knew that.
I knew she was handy. I didn't know.
Yeah.
She worked, it was for
during the wartime. Yeah, right. Well, that makes sense. She's got to do something. She can't sit around drinking Dubonnets all
the time.
She does
love She a loves Dubonnet. A drive too, doesn't she, in her
she
Land Rover?
She does love a drive. And she still gets on the horse and rides
and
horses
horse
as well.
Thanks for that.
Matthew.
How you going?
Wonderful, Matthew. Have you got a fun fact or something that you didn't know?
Certainly. Butterflies are deaf.
Butterflies are deaf?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I didn't. Yes, so I must say I've never seen their ears.
Don't they feel here with their feet?
My daughter is hearing impaired.
Or yes.
Classified as deaf, and the symbol for deafness is a butterfly because they don't hear.
Oh, I did not know that.
I did not know that.
No. Well, good one, Matthew.
I've also got another quick one for you. Tie into Spotify.
Yeah.
We are fast closing in on our first billion viewed video clip. ACDC's Thunderstruck is at 970 million views.
Right. And that's video views.
What does he mean by we?
Is that like Australia's first billion?
I think he's talking about
an Australian artist.
Kind.
I think he's talking about
Gangnam
the world.
Style and Esposito.
But that was just listens.
I'm talking about YouTube views.
YouTube views, really? You are too.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what Matthew's talking about.
Do you mean Australia?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Australian billion views.
Great.
Love it.
We don't have anything that's close.
Oh, that's great.
Well, I think you're forgetting about Jess Mowboy, but that's a separate conversation, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Unwritten Rules of Life is a bit of fun. One of the great tracks, Desiree. What's your unwritten life rule? For me, it's always been don't be someone else for someone else.
That's a good one.
It's a really good one. If you think about it, don't be someone else for someone else.
Yes.
It's if you could only learn one thing in life, I would suggest that that's it.
Mm. Mm.
And I say it to the kids all the time. Don't be someone else for someone else.
Yeah.
I have two.
Yeah.
Back when I was single, always keep red lipstick in your handbag if you're going on a date.
Good.
A first date. If you don't like them, you pop the red lipstick on at the end and you say, oh, I don't need to have a kiss. I'll get lipstick on you.
Oh, that's nice. Oh. I wasn't thinking that was why you were doing that at all. Yeah.
And my second one is always keep to the left when you're walking on a footpath.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Can't stand when people just
wander. Mosey.
Yeah. They're mine.
Yeah, good too. Will, you got one?
Sorry, I was reading the DMs.
Mm.
I've sort of tuned out.
You just missed some great advice.
Unwritten rules of life. Phil, your unwritten life rule.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
If you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bullshit.
You got a couple there on Instagram, Will?
Nice one from Paul. It's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice.
Oh, that's a good one.
Isn't that good? And from S. Brox, a friend of mine always has a rule, never put your willy where you wouldn't put your finger. I think it's good for, like, tradespeople.
DC, never put your willy where you wouldn't put your finger.
I've got to embrace that.
That is a wonderful...
Well, where wouldn't you put your finger? In someone's nose?
There's not many places I wouldn't put my finger, as it turns out.
After that rule.
If that's the rule.
careful if you're doing some gardening this weekend.
Oh. Who we got there?
We got Matt. Hello, Matt. What's your unwritten rule for life?
Never trust anyone with two first names.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Gary Beers.
Yeah. Caleb Daniel, Michael Adam.
Michael Adam. Yeah. You've got a list of them there, Matt.
I'm Lauren Barry. That's two first names.
Yeah, you are Lauren Barry.
Troy Ellis. Some people
call it. Yeah, could be Troy Ellis. Matt Thompson? Thompson could be a first name.
That's tenuous.
Anything could be a first name if you made it. So.
He's Bill. Unwritten life rule.
Everyone's an idiot until they prove you different. That way you're never disappointed.
Good one.
Bill. A lot of the theme of this morning is that most people are idiots is what, is what I'm taking from
definitely.
This.
Definitely. Andy, what about yours?
This one's for the boys. Don't piss into the wind.
Great advice. The Marty Shugold Show. We were chatting yesterday about stupid middle names after we discovered that Tiger Woods' middle name is Taunt. Not Taint.
No. Yes.
Taunt.
Kind of leads you to Taint.
It does. Mm. Anything with that sort of onty-ainty sound, you immediately think Taint.
Onty-ainty.
And his first name's Eldrick.
Eldrick. Which I mean, it's got to be one of the worst names ever.
Eldrick Taunt.
Eldrick Taunt.
Yeah, I was aware of the Eldrick. I wasn't aware of the Taunt.
No wonder he changed it.
Well, we've since found out that Taunt is a common Thai name because, of course, Tiger's mother was Thai.
Yeah.
And it means beginning.
Mm. Loosely translated.
Loosely translated. Yep. We're asking the question now, have you got a stupid middle name?
Mm.
Do you know someone with a stupid middle name? My middle name's Donald.
Mm.
Which is fairly hilarious.
Martin Donald.
Donald Shugold.
So posh, your name.
It is. It was my grandfather's name, my mother's father.
Shannon.
Yeah, believe it or not, Story.
Story?
S-T-O-R-Y.
S-T-O-R-Y. And so Shannon Story something.
Well, it's actually Shannon James Story Wright.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, you love it. What's the significance?
Well, it comes from my father's side.
Yeah.
It's my grandfather's middle name. The origins behind it, I was led to believe it was something to do with the Story Bridge in Brisbane, but in recent years found out that wasn't it.
Right.
Well, I don't actually know. I did get told.
Good story. Thank you. Took
Thanks
ages
for sharing,
too.
Shannon.
My favourite. Stories that go nowhere.
Gary, stupid middle name, what's yours?
Is that me?
Yes, Gary, go for it, buddy.
Yeah, I've got a couple of brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Not my brothers, just a couple of mates who are brothers.
Sure.
One's middle name is Eustace.
Yeah.
And the other one is Leelaw.
Eustace Leelaw. And Leelaw. Leelaw. I've not heard. Eustace is
I've
a woman's
the
name.
Eustace, yeah. But not spelt the way Matt's
Matt
spelled it.
Has, just let me take you through the way Matt what has spelt he Eustace. He spelt it Y-O-U. S-T-E-S-S.
It's E-U-S-T-A-C-E. Yes.
Or I-C-E even. Matthew, it's a no from everyone in here.
He says he has a lot going on out there.
Oh, Jesus, you're kidding, aren't you? Answering three calls.
Oh, and making you coffee.
No, he's pointing at Will saying, Will's not helping me.
Well, Will's chatting with us.
Yeah. He's got a Blake.
And here we going.
Good, Blake.
As a close mate of mine, he's named his son with the middle name of Danger.
Danger.
Oh, that's cool.
Something Danger something.
Yeah, I think it's William, but I can't remember his first name. I can remember his middle name.
Yeah. So, well, it's hard to forget, isn't it?
Yeah, so he always says Danger is my middle name.
Blake, you got some on Insta, Will?
Did you guys know, this is from Ian, Richard Gere's middle name is Tiffany.
Yeah, I did know that.
Oh, that's a bit
What's
of,
going on there?
How dainty.
If I did not know that. Chris says, my great-grandfather's middle name was Revenue.
Was he an accountant?
That's manifesting.
Yes. Sure is.
Calling your kid Revenue. Yeah.
Connor, brother's middle name is Patrick. Our surname is Fitzpatrick.
Patrick Fitzpatrick.
That's
Marty
just having
speaking.
Some fun with it.
Sam Patrick Fitzpatrick. Mm. Yeah. Mouthful. Mm. Don't mind that. And Kim, Rabina is my sister's middle name. We used to call her Rabina.
Yeah,
well,
fun.
That's her name.
Yeah. No, like the
fruit
drink.
Yeah.
The Marty Shugold Show. Get the podcast now from the Listener app.